Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. And I want to welcome you all over the world that are listening to this broadcast. I want to extend my welcome to those of you in Iraq and Canada and the United Kingdom and Algeria. Welcome. And to any other country that is listening in, I want to welcome you also to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Now the phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we do this. We always open up with prayer before we go into the lesson. For those of you that are first-time listeners, that is what we do. We don't go into any preaching or teaching message, except we always give invitation to the Lord to be with us. So wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, once again, we come before you, acknowledge that you are God. And besides you, there is no other. No one is more wiser, have a greater understanding and knowledge than you. No one possesses the power that you have, for you are all-powerful. And therefore, Lord, we humble ourselves to come before you today. First of all, we repent of any sins of commission or omission. Father, we repent of any sins where, Lord God, we turn our backs on you. Lord God, that we did not confess you. Lord, any sins that we have done according to your word. We ask that you forgive us and cleanse us in the blood of Christ. And if there's anything specifically, Lord, that we need to confess, we ask that you will bring it to our remembrance by your Spirit. And therefore, Lord God, now we come before you in humility to petition you to be with us, Lord God, as we take this journey into your word. Father, we ask right now that you would shed through your Spirit of revelation, understanding, the light, the knowledge that we stand in need of. So, Lord God, this day, we would give you glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to open up from the book of John, chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 46 to verse 54. That is the book of John, chapter 4, verses 46 to verse 54. And the title of this lesson today is The Healing Miracle of Christ. And what we're looking at from what the Bible records as the second miracle that Christ did that is recorded here in the Bible. And we want to take a look at that right now in the name of Jesus. Now, before we look at that, I want to read a verse to you from the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has sent through his messenger, the Elijah, as mentioned in Matthew 17 and Malachi 4, that he was sent Elijah to restore all things, and that Elijah is to come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And so, therefore, I want to read one of these verses in a message that Jesus sent out August the 14th, 1967. Once again, angels of the Lord come by the direction and by the authority of Jesus Christ. And this is where he said, miracles are for witness and proof of God's power. Yet it is only God's flow and power to his own and all that will be his of all nations, color, and kind through the gospel of salvation of Christ Jesus, the everlasting and eternal one. So Jesus said miracles are for witness and proof of God's power. Okay, so we got to confess the word, but it ain't going to be just confessing all the time. God let us know that there must be a demonstration of what you're confessing, and there's going to be a demonstration of the Spirit. Now, John chapter 4, verse 46 says, so Jesus came again into the Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman say unto him, sir, come down, ere my child die. Come down before my child dies. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Praise be to God. You know, I did a Facebook broadcast on title of This is a Perfect Time for a Miracle. And I know that everyone is not going to receive the word of the Lord. And some of them, you know, in their display, you know, everybody has their opinion, what they thought. Many received the word. But I saw that some in their, what you call, I guess you call it emoji or whatever, was upset. And, you know, I see that because, and there are different reasons why people are upset when the word of God go forth. Some of them are, number one, they're atheists. They don't believe in God. Some, number two, some of them is in the act of blaming God for particular things that's happening. You know, you hear the saying that God is in control of everything, but that's not true. Because if God was in control of everything, that would mean he would be a rapist, okay? He would be an abuser. No, he's not in control of everything. But I stand on what the Lord told me about this day is a perfect time for him to perform a miracle. Now we see here in this miracle that he did here, okay, because it what makes another thing that makes what God does in many situations a miracle is because it can be explained with logic. You understand what I'm saying? And we're looking at this miracle, not only as a miracle, but a healing miracle, okay? Jesus comes into, the Bible said again, into Cana of Galilee, which is the place where he did what the Bible said was the first miracle, when he turned the water into wine, okay? Amen. That was a miracle itself because, you know, how many of you can get a bucket of water and then sit there and just automatically turn to wine? That's what makes it a miracle. It went against the ordinary flow of things, okay? It's not ordinary for you just to get a bucket of water and it just automatically turn to wine, okay? And so the Bible said that there was a certain nobleman and his son was sick. And so the Bible said when he heard that Jesus was coming out of Judea to Galilee to Jesus and besought him, and his plea was that he wanted Jesus to come and heal his son, because his son was at the point of death. Now, it is one thing to be sick, but when you're at a point of death, that means that sickness really got you where it's going to, quote, take you out. You know, it really got you. So the Bible makes sure that we know that his son wasn't just sick. His son was sick, but he wasn't just sick, but he was at the point of death. Okay. Hallelujah. And the Bible showing us here, this also represents a type of supplication. Remember in the Bible, in the book of Timothy, God used Paul to tell us to let all prayers, supplication, intercession be made for who? All men. Okay. And this is an example of someone making supplication. And in some is an intercession for others. Now, we're not told anything about, now he said that his son was at the point of death. Now, we don't know how old his son was. We don't know whether his son just a child, a teenager, or was he a grown man? Okay. But we know that this dad had to go to Jesus for him. And there are some of you today, you have went to Jesus for others. Okay. Hallelujah. And it's not going to go unrewarded. Hallelujah. And the Bible can, you know, in this passage that I read, the Bible also records that there is a show of two different type of faith. Now, some of you said, what you mean? Well, when you notice in verse 48, when the man comes, after the man comes and he beseech Jesus, come and, you know, heal my son. The first thing Jesus said unto him, said, except you see signs and wonders, you would not believe. But then when you go to verse 50, and Jesus told the man, he said, go thy way, thy son liveth. The Bible said the man believed the word. Now, I want to stress to you all again that, you know, sometimes when people hear the word faith, some everybody say, I got faith, I got faith. And so when we see in the word, when God told us that we need to have faith, we automatically thinking of a common thing, but let me explain to you more what I'm saying. There are, starting off distinctly, two types of faith. There is the Hebrew 11:1 faith, which is the God kind of faith. And then there is what's be referred by some as the doubting Thomas faith or the natural faith. Okay. Now, and here's the difference. The God kind of faith says, I take Jesus at his word. I don't have to feel that it's true. I don't have to see with my natural eyes that it's true. I don't have to have any natural manifestation or evidence that it's true. If God said it, I believe it. That settled it. It's done. That's the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith believes God and what he says. The God kind of faith does not depend on how you feel or what you think for it to be true, what Jesus said. Now, the doubting Thomas faith or the natural faith says, I got to see some proof first. I got to, in other words, you know, for example, with this man and his son, he could have said, well, hey, I need to see you heal him first. And that's what Jesus was saying in verse 48. He said, except ye see signs and wonders, you would not believe. And you know, in another passage of scripture, Jesus said, an adulterous generation seeketh for a sign. Okay? And so Jesus said, except you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. Okay? After Jesus said it, the nobleman said, sir, come down. Come here. My child dies. He's still going before the Lord pleading. He didn't turn away after Jesus said that. Now, Jesus says some things that he's trying to spark us to walk in that God kind of faith. He let us know our condition and that we need help and we need to correct that. Okay, that needs to be corrected. And so the Bible says that even after Jesus told him, except you see signs and wonders, you won't believe, he still comes back to Christ and says, you know, he says, sir, come down. You know, come down here and, you know, heal my child. My child's about to die. Okay. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the Bible said, the man believed the word. You know, he didn't do like Naaman. Remember Naaman in the Old Testament? He was going to be healed of leprosy. And the prophet Elijah said, hey, go back. Go wash yourself in the Jordan River 7 times. And then Naaman got upset because he was looking for Elijah to do something spectacular, come out, call on the name of the Lord, do whatever, whatever. But here you are just telling me to just do this, something that appears to be so simple. Well, when Jesus told this man, go thy way, thy son liveth, when you read the Bible and the information we've given, the Bible didn't say, well, he got upset and wondered why Jesus didn't do anymore. No, because, see, the God kind of faith in operation, once again, doesn't require something, some kind of extraordinary instructions to be given to them before they believe. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, this is how God is even performing the miracles in this day and time. Some of you have been praying about, maybe you have loved ones that got the coronavirus, and maybe they are at the point of death. Well, God is finna, hallelujah, he already been doing it. He have healed many and delivered many who have had it. Hadaboshata, God's going to continue to do that. Amen. Because of the supplication that those going to make for people that got it, or any sickness or disease that you may have. Hallelujah. And so the Bible said that not only the man believed the word. Now get this. He went his way. Remember the instruction of Jesus. He said, go thy way, thy son liveth. He didn't say, I'm standing right here until you come with me. No. And the Bible said he believed the word Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Why did the Bible have to let us know? Why come the Bible didn't just say he believed? Here's a simple reason. Explain this, and I hope I don't confuse anyone, but in a sense, there's a difference between belief and faith. Okay. For you to have faith, you do need to believe. But believing by itself is not fully faith. Now you say, well, explain this to, tell me, Brother Nathan, because you're confusing me. The word believing really means to accept to be true. Okay? Amen. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to give an example like Dr. Frederick Price gave, which was a good example. And I probably won't say it word for word like him, but I want to get it across to you and possibly more paraphrase it. But if someone came into the church service, you knew, that was malnutrition, hadn't eaten, and you know what happened, you become malnutrition, you weak, skinny, you're going to die. And if they come in there, let's say that there was someone in there that told them, say, hey, you need to eat. And let's say the people had some food in there that they could eat. And let's say they say, hey, your problem is you're malnutrition, you need to eat. Well, if that person said, well, you know what, I believe you right, I really believe in my heart that you're right, that I need to eat. But let me ask you the question. What if he didn't eat? Would he still die? Sure he would. You say, well, what are you trying to say? Well, the just believing part was he accepted that was true, okay? But the faith come in is putting action to what you believe. So in order for him not to die, he would have to what? Eat the food. And so when Jesus told the man, he said, go thy way, thy son liveth, the Bible said he believed the word, and he what? And he went his way. So he could have believed the word and said, well, I'm not going to go back to the house because I just can't stand and look at it. Well, guess what? He wouldn't have been fully exercising his faith. Because remember, Jesus didn't just say, thy son liveth. He said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Okay? Hallelujah. And see, here's the thing was with miracles in the last days, because this is what's going to activate the miracle of God, is by faith. It's by the faith of those who pray to him, by the faith of those who are supplicating and interceding to him for others. Okay? And here's the thing. Some of us believe the words. We accept it to be true, but we haven't acted on it. You understand what I'm saying? Because that will bring the results. If you say, I believe that if I study the word of God, God's going to give me revelation, that's good. But if you're just saying that and you never put forth an effort to study, then what you getting? Because you're not putting faith, you're not, you know, exercising what you believe in. You understand what I'm saying? And so the man, it wasn't just to believe. He had to put action to what he believed. So he had to do what? What Jesus said, go his way. Like I said, he could have very easily said, well, I believe Jesus' word, but I can't go my way. I just have to stay here because I just can't take it. But he wouldn't have been fully putting faith to what he was commanded. You understand what I'm saying? See, God is here to bring miracles in this time, and he is not speaking what you call something extraordinary you have to do. In fact, this is what gets some people to make them say, no, that ain't no God. It's just a fake. What he speak is something just simple. Okay? But it's simple with power behind it. See, some of you right now under the sound of my voice, you may be in a situation you need a healing miracle. and something going on. And you say, well, they told me about this Jesus, and I want to hear about the Jesus. Okay, and what you're looking for, you're looking for something to be told for you to do extraordinary. And the word that's been given to you, you like, that's it? Wait a minute. Ain't you going to tell me to blah, blah, this and that? No. No. Because, see, God is so powerful, he doesn't have to say, tell you to do some, quote, something extraordinary all the time, okay? Like I said, many things Christ sent it to them. It wasn't like something like he said, go to Grand Canyon, jump off the Grand Canyon with your arms spreading in the air, you know, some stuff like that. It was just simple instructions. Hallelujah. And so the Bible said the Father, when his servants come to him and say, your son liveth, and he inquired him, at what time did he change? Did this change come about? They told him around the 7th hour, and he knew it was the same time that Christ spoke the word to him, and he himself believed, and all of his household. See, God is going to do these miracles that he's doing right now, this day, that is going to catch those, even those who have prayed to him on the behalf of others, it's going to do something to them and their household in bringing them to Christ. Hallelujah. And like I said, you had some folks, like I said, when I did this on Facebook, it was boosted. I saw that some of them got upset at the message. And I know why. I know why they're getting upset, you know. But here's what I'm saying to you. Okay, many people, and sometimes almost all of them, when they get upset about that, you know, some of them are atheists, or some of them are in a situation now that they're going through, and they feel like, if there was a God, why would I have to go through this? Why is this happening? So now they're upset and angry. But this is what I'm saying to you that are listening, and perhaps that you've gotten angry about it. Okay? If you're in that predicament and that's happening, and you say, well, why not try what I just said? I mean, with an honest heart, go to the Lord and say, hey, I need you to hear me right now. If you really, what Brother Nate, these Christians are saying about you, show yourself unto me. And God will do that. Hallelujah. In fact, the Holy Ghost is confirming that to me right now. Okay? You do that. Hallelujah. Now, you can stay there and stay mad, but how is staying mad changing your condition? It's not, is it? It ain't changing your condition. It ain't making it no better. Okay? And though you may be saying, well, that don't work. I said, well, how do you know it don't work if you ain't really, really tried it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord. Besides him, there is no other. There is none greater than thee. So, Lord God, I lift up your holy name and magnify you. In the name of thy precious son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for all that was listening. Lord God, I pray you continue to bless them, their family, their loved ones. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Father, I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Thank God for all of you been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Stay tuned later on today. Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be coming on. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.